CJNU to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
Last weekend, the first indoor airsoft facility in Canada, Extreme Tactics, here in Winnipeg, hosted a fundraiser for their buddy, Dave Scott. Stock not only has been a great airsoft player, according to Gordon Lai, the owner of Extreme Tactics, but he has also been a man who has beaten cancer not once, but twice. Unfortunately, his battle of cancer came with a cost, and dealing with chemotherapy caused him to contract leukemia. And after having a bone transplant, his body reacted poorly, which caused his teeth to decay. Stock and the owner of Extreme Tactics decided to have the event in honor of the Never Alone Foundation.
We held games inside a facility. We had a shooting range activity that is also a raffle. As long as you had a ballot to use the shooting range, you automatically get entered into a draw. So then that way it doesn't matter on your particular skill level. We were selling raffle tickets for different donated prizes.
I says they were able to raise over $1,300 that night for the Never Alone Foundation.
He's still, unfortunately, not 100%, so he took part in the shooting range a little bit, especially with his daughter, just kind of catching up on old times, some of the people he used to play with. You know, people in the community were offering different donation items and, you know, offering to volunteer to help out just pretty much any way they can.
For CGNU 93.7 FM, I'm Christina Hriniuk.
Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.